Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, and well, good evening. You're listening to the Pastor J. Rouse Show, live and direct here on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications. You need to connect with us on Facebook if you're listening in or need to listen in, amen, and see all our updates and everything else we've got going on. Praise God. Today is July the 2nd. Yes, it's July. Can you imagine? We were just celebrating my birthday beginning of June, and I swear it felt like last week, and we're already in July. Time is not slowing down, people. I'm sure this is biblical, and so we need to get things right. We need to get right, and we need to get right with other people. Amen. We need to just get everything right. Praise God, because time is going quicker and quicker. And I tell you, I started to feel younger and younger, but I have to be honest, every day that goes by, I get older and older, and it's going much too fast. Life is just going and zooming by, and you don't want to miss every moment of it, and you don't want to miss the most important moments. Amen? And that's why we need to make sure we get things right. Praise God. But we're going to get ready to kick things off. And yes, for those of you who do not know, and I know most of you know, I am Pastor Jay Rouse. Yes, this is the Pastor Jay Rouse Show, and I just happen to be Pastor Jay Rouse. Praise God. All right, we're going to get things moving. We've got lots of exciting things taking place this evening. We've got a couple controversial things going on, and we're going to be discussing an update and giving some opinions on some things. We're also going to be connecting with a very beautiful young lady. And today, our show is called First and Fourth. And no, it's not First or Fourth Sunday, so don't get ready for communion. And it's not a missionary Sunday or anything like that. Today is still Wednesday. And basically, it's called First and Fourth because yesterday was the 1st of July. And the 1st of July is a very special birthday for a very special country, and that's my beautiful country of Canada, amen, and it's 147 years young. It doesn't look a day over 100 and just keeps looking more and more beautiful every day, but it's 147 years old, and so we celebrated Canada Day, as we call it, and coming up in 2 days, it's the 4th of July, and well, I'll give you one quick guess if you know whose birthday is. And no, I don't mean my cousin Pamela because it is her birthday, but more people are going to be celebrating more than the few of us who love cousin Pam. So it's going to be all of America and all Americans around the world, and so they have their 4th of July. And so they will be celebrating their country's birthday. I have to look up that information to find out how old it will be. I believe it's much older than we are. So we will come back with that information. But speaking of world, my. Pastor Jay has been watching some of this FIFA World Cup soccer. I tell you, I almost had a heart attack on the weekend. I'm so glad you all prayed for me. Because I tell you, it was some serious, serious soccer this weekend, and I couldn't handle it, sitting on pins and needles and all that excitement, amen? So let's kick off things with our World Cup theme. We've got another song from the 2014 FIFA World Cup, and here is one of them off of their wonderful album, Enjoy.
There's a chance that
Amen. Amen. Well. One of the updates we do have, and I hate to say it, but the U.S. managed not to stay in the FIFA World Cup. What a battle it was. My. I tell you, that goalkeeper for the U.S. was phenomenal. I'm going to put it out there. Canada wasn't in there, and, well, I cheer for my English team. And, well, they got kicked out right at the very beginning. They got beat so bad from Italy, and then the rest was just history. I won't even rehash those old wounds. But it's been so exciting, and Argentina and all the other wonderful teams. It's just been amazing. Brazil, still in there. I'm real proud of them. Way to go. But the U.S., they fought real hard. And I tell you, just unbelievable match yesterday. Just unbelievable. But unfortunately, it was too little, too late. They should have hustled from the very beginning. I mean, they seemed to fight real good under pressure, but just didn't quite make it, just under that. And I tell you, they missed a couple really good shots. And I know they're really beating themselves up. But I want to say, you still did really well, guys. I was really, really, really proud. And so, as I was saying this evening, that it's anyone's match. I mean, nobody can really say, okay, I know who's going to win, because we really don't, because some of the teams that we expected to be in there at the very end got out at the very beginning. And some of the teams that are in there fighting real good, we didn't expect them to last this long. So it's a biblical thing. I love saying that. It's biblical, amen, that the first would be last and the last would be first. And so we just don't know. So I think this is what makes for more exciting soccer, because not everybody knows who's going to win. Nobody knows what's going on. And it could be anyone's match. But if you think you know who's going to take this thing, you can email us at RouseMinistriesBroadcasting@gmail.com or PastorJRouseShow@gmail.com. And yes, we are like the little bird. The Lord has his eye on a sparrow, and well, we got a little bird that sings, and we also tweet. Amen. And we're on Twitter, just Pastor Rouse Show. There's no J on Twitter, just Pastor Rouse Show. And of course, we're on Facebook. So you can look us up, Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications, or you can even connect with us at Pastor Rouse Show, Pastor J Rouse Show on Facebook. But let us get ready. We need to look to the Lord in prayer, because we can't do anything without him. And more importantly, I think it's so important that whatever you do, the Lord should be in the midst, and he should very much be a part of it. Amen. So as we prepare to go to the Lord in prayer and get moving with the show, we're going to listen to Detroit Mass Choir, and this is their song, We Worship You. Now, don't forget, there's some links on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications page on Facebook, because they're kicking off their new single July 4th. That's their July 4th celebration, their new song available on iTunes, and that's when it's going to be released. But if you need more information, please contact us, and we can get you connected, and we can link you up. Amen? But this is one of their wonderful songs. This is Detroit Mass Choir, We Worship You.
With outstretched hands, my mouth full of praise, with words of faith, I used to start each day. Lord, I know that I can't thank you enough for all you've done for me. You hung your head, you bled and died just to save a wretch like me. So I give my heart, you can use it as you please, and as long as I live,
We worship you, releasing their new song on July 4th on iTunes. Check it out. Praise God. But let us look to the Lord in prayer so we can get our show properly going with the Lord in the midst. Amen. Won't you join me? Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you, Father. We thank you for all that you continue to do, deserving or not, Father. We just ask right now that you continue to bless us, Father, that you continue to be in the midst. Father God, we ask that you would be a part of this show and take over, Father God. My name may be in it, but you need to be all about it. And Father God, we ask right now for all our listeners that are listening in now and later on, Father, that you would bless them, Father God. Father, we seek healing. We seek relief from all suffering and pain and grief and sorrow. And Father God, we look to you for anything that is not of you. And we rebuke that that has intercessed and come in between the love that you have between us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we look to those who are looking for a financial blessing that you would continue to make a way out of nowhere, Father God. For those who are looking for something as simple as food, something we take for granted, Father God, you said to feed your sheep. But Father, we know to feed your sheep does not necessarily mean by the word of God, but also that man cannot live by bread alone, but we also realize that they need sustenance. And Father God, we ask that you would find a way to make sure that there's no more hunger, Father God. There's no more need, Father God. And there's no more homelessness. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we speak to those in crisis mode. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, let them cry out, Abba, and hear them, Father God. Let someone know their need before they should even have to ask. Father God, we look to you for all things, understanding and wisdom, Father God, and we pray that you would ever be present, Father. You said if we asked it in Jesus' name, it would be done. And therefore, we speak for those who are unable to speak out and cry out and say, Father, we ask for grace and mercy. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, continue to make a way out of nowhere for those who are struggling to get through. Father God, we claim that the storm is passing over. And we've always known that all things are possible through Christ. And Father, we just look to you now, knowing that you are Alpha and Omega. You are provider, supplier, and you are the comforter. Father God, we reach out to you now, Father, for everything that you are, and we give you all that we have and look to you now. Father, bless our guest, Sister Lakeisha Washington. Father God, we ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you would lay Holy Spirit hands upon her, Father God. And we speak divine intervention, Father, that as she continues to grow in ministry and song and in words, Father God, that you would continue to lift her, that you would continue to make a path, Father God, that you would allow ears to be able to hear and life to be touched and souls to be moved, and Father God, shackles to be broken and bound up can be freed in the name of Jesus. We ask that you bless her family and her friends and her neighbors, Father God. Touch her lips for every word and every spoken word and every song that comes through her, that it would be pleasing unto you. Father God, in the name of Jesus. But right now, Father, I ask that you use me. Father, I ask that you bless me. Father, I ask that you continue to make a way, to make a path clear, that all that you have asked me to do, to continue to go forth and not come back void. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as you stir up the gifts among your children, Father God, including myself, Father, give us an obedience and a mind of serving and doing and fulfilling all that you require in kingdom building. Father God, fill us with this abundant love that you have for us, that it would spill over, that we can't contain it, that love would flow out of every morsel of us, and we would just love on everybody. Father God, give us words of encouragement and not pain. Give us words to build up and not break down. Give us words to inspire and not defeat. We claim it now as you take over in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. I feel, hallelujah. I'm getting caught up because I'm enjoying myself. Hallelujah. Now, I know we normally would deal with birthdays, so we're going to just go through. We have a few things taking place. We have to do some more updating. So in the next couple of days, we'll be doing some more updating. for our international events and happenings. Don't forget to check it out. Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communications on Facebook, where we list everything. We are getting emails and we're getting all kinds of wonderful things in from everybody, updating us on things that they have going on, and we are more than happy to share it. So please keep them coming. Amen. Praise God. And lots of stuff happening around the world. And so we just want to make sure that everybody knows that wherever they are, that there's always something happening that they can attend. Christian or non-Christian, it doesn't matter. A night out is a wonderful time, and you can go out and enjoy yourselves in the Lord. Amen. Praise God. So now we need you to make sure you continue to check the pages to see what events are going on. I'm just going to go over there real quickly and see if I could share a couple with you. All right. Now we have quite a few things happening over in the UK. Now July 4th, I know that there's something also taking place in Trinidad and Tobago. So I'm just over here. Oh, and by the way, we've contacted Lecrae. We may be hearing from Lecrae on the Pastor J. Rouse show very soon. But remember, we also made a promise that we would have promise on this show soon as well. He's our Canadian version of Lecrae. And so we're going to make sure we get him on. He's already said he's going to come on. We just have to make some time. Now, coming up at the Gospel Cafe, once again, I want to give a shout-out to Brother Colin and his wonderful, wonderful wife and the wonderful things that they're doing in Mississauga out there. Don't forget, every Friday night is Friday Movement, okay? Dance to the best in gospel, soca, R&B, reggae, house, and worship. It's free before 9 p.m. Admission is $5. Oh, and I love this part. I always get excited when I read this. $12 for a meal and entry in our VIP section. Amen. That's not bad. And free giveaways. Music by DJ Jerome. That's my boy. DJ G2G and DJ S's. I've always liked these DJ names. I'm going to have to come up with a name for myself. Amen. And it's at 5120 Dixie Road. If you got questions, you can call them at 905-282-9007. And just tell them Pastor Jay said to call and find out about Friday's movement dances, okay? And you can also check them out at thegospelcafe.ca. And they're also on Facebook. Yes, here we go. Back to School Praise, July 4, 2014, 6 p.m. at Faith Assembly there in TNT, Five Rivers. You want to check it out? Sounds like fun. I would love to be there, but I'm here, but maybe one day. Amen. Gospel Reggae Vibes, DJ Reds and Belinda from Premier Gospel and Golden Anchor presents third Sunday of every month. So coming up, so this month it will be July 20th, and it's Resident Sound System, HMSS, alongside guest artists and DJs, Caribbean Cuisine on Sale. Now this is over in the UK, in Peckham, in London, at 16 Evelina Road. Music by DJ Reds and Belinda, Premier Gospel, and His Majesty Sound System. Come on now. Wow. Now listen to this. It says these events will be filmed for TV and YouTube. So your attendance is your approval for footage of you to be used. Okay? All right. Moving along. Single Adult Road Trip. You want to check out some of that information from Canada Christian Tours. I believe they have something, I think it's August. Yes, August the 22nd to the 24th in 2014. Check it out on Rouse Ministries Broadcasting and Communication Facebook page. Now, our boy, Eddie Neblett, sorry, I don't know why I called him Neblett. Neblett, Eddie is my buddy, and I'm upset because he owes us some music, but I keep hounding him. But he's also going to be on with Judith Gale. Hey, shout out to my girl, Judith Gale, and DJ Nicholas in their tour called His Glory. And that's July 5th. 2014 at Full Gospel Assembly at 131 Sullivan Place in Brooklyn, New York, people. Okay. Praise Dancers, Mervin. Mervin Fleming, Unlimited Praise, Dallas Fort, admission $20 and at 7 p.m., okay? Get the information off of our Facebook page. Definitely going to be amazing, amazing, amazing. Speaking of glory, here it is. Another Night of Glory, August 9, 2014. Once again, our boy Eddie Neblett. And a whole cast of people, Wendy Mitchell, Lieutenant Stigy, okay. August 9th, the doors open at 5 p.m., $25 at the Temple of Restoration, 490 Pacific Street in Brooklyn, New York. New York is, Brooklyn's going to be happening this month and next month, amen, praise God. Now, this is a personal request of mine, August 2nd, all my people in BIM. August 2nd, I'm doing this because these are wonderful people and they're trying to do something very charitable, and well, I'm biased. My uncle is on the team and I've got a bunch of family and friends, and well, I can't say friends because they're all family to me now, but Maxwell Sports Club and Events RS presents a cropover fundraising event for the Sean Carter family. I believe that they had a fire and their house burned down, and so they're trying to get some funds and try to help out a family. So definitely check it out. If you need more information, again, on our Facebook page, they do have an event page. If you're connected to Maxwell Sports Club, if not, once again, on our Facebook page for all the people in BIM, okay? Okay, moving right along. Glorious. Everything's glory to his glory and glorious. Amen. Glorious 2014 at First Baptist Church. They are having their event, too, at Plantation Garden Theater in BIM. You want to check it out. It's 5 days of exciting workshops. The stuff looks amazing. Now, speaking of Canada and U.S., One Love Order at the Border, Niagara Falls, Canada. If you're in Niagara Falls, Ontario, or Niagara Falls, New York, they have the One Love Order at the Border event taking place July 4th to the 6th. You can check out the event page on our wall. Speaking of cropover, Barbados Cropover Gospel Concert 2014, tomorrow, people, Thursday, July the 3rd at 8 p.m. on the lawns of the Ilaro Court, okay, in Barbados. Once again, event page is on our Facebook page. Praise God. Now, we know we always do birthdays and congratulations and anniversaries and engagements and babies and, oh, just all the fun stuff. Well, we still want to do that, but we thought it was important because Canada had a birthday and America's got a birthday coming up. And so we thought instead of saying happy birthday, we would do a tribute to both countries. So, and we had to use typical American or typical Canadian people and more modern singers. So we've got some modified versions. So now you're going to be listening to Maple Leaf Forever. I didn't want to play Canadian National Anthem. I've got Maple Leaf Forever by the famous Michael Bublé. We'll be right back.
Oh, land of blue, unending sky, mountain strong and sparkling snow, a scent of freedom in the wind, or the emerald fields below. To thee we brought our hopes, our dreams. For thee we stand together. Our land of peace, where proudly flies The maple leaf forever. A 1, 2, 3, 4. Let's go. Oh, maple leaf around the world, you speak as you rise high above, of courage, peace, and quiet strength of the Canada that I love. One may wave and grace our own blue skies and stormy weather. Within my heart, above my home, the maple leaf forever.
Amen. Did you hear that? Anyone who knows the Maple Leaf Forever, well, obviously this is a jazzed up version. The first part was the original, very slow, but original. And the jazzed up version afterwards. But did you hear in between? Ba-bum-ba-ba-ba-na-na. Okay. Hockey night in Canada. All right. Anyway, so now the next birthday goes out to the United States of America, and this is Reuben Stoddard and Clay Aiken. God bless the USA.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I worked for all my life, and I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I thank my lucky stars to be living here today, 'cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. Sing it, Clay.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to L.A., where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free, and I won't forget the ones who died, who gave that right to me, and I'll gladly stand up next
Canada. Happy birthday to the USA. And Canada is 147 years old. I have always known that. But America, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, is 238 years old. Wow, that's pretty old. And they're still surviving. Amen. Praise God. So we wish them a happy birthday. And we also wish you a happy birthday, all those who are celebrating their birthdays. And congratulations, everyone, celebrating a special event, graduation, promotion, ministry, whatever it is. We congratulate you, and we, you know, if you had an engagement, if you had a baby, definitely we congratulate you, and we celebrate, and may God continue to bless you. May you continue to be obedient and do all that he wants from you so he can continue to bless you. Amen. Praise God. All right, moving right along. Well, we've got some controversy we've got coming up, but I'm not going to deal with it now because there's a mayor in Toronto who's been playing some games, and we talked about him some months. I said we were talking about Rob Ford on the show long before Jimmy Kimmel even realized that Canada was north of the USA. Amen. And so we are back talking about him, and I thought I would never end up doing this, but I think we need to because he's been in rehab and he's back. So, but we will deal with that later in the show, but right now we want to bring on a special guest, so we'll be contacting and bringing her live on air shortly, but you need to hear some of her music. So, following I Could Love You by Lakeisha A. Washington, a.k.a. Law. The next voices you will hear will be mine and, well, maybe hers. We'll be right back.
I can love you. I can love you.
There's so many times when I see you that I want to tell you just how much I could love you.
Yeah.
My. Come on, guys. She was singing, I could love you. Could you not love her back? Well, I believe she's already taken. Praise God. That was a very wonderful song by a very beautiful young lady by the name of Lakeisha A. Washington. And I had posted on our page last night that the law never looked so good. Praise God. I'm going to go and see if we can find her. I've got her here on the phone. Let me just make sure she's still here. Sister Lakeisha,
hey.
You're live on the Pastor J. Rush
yes,
Show. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I like
I'm
that
doing,
song.
Yeah.
Very sweet and sexy.
Yeah. Thank you. Wow.
I think that was one of the things that I enjoyed because your music is, you have a wide range of music.
Right, right. Definitely. I mean, that's what's cool about writing. I mean, there's so much you can cover, and there's so much that you can write about. And so for me, you know, I've kind of gotten out of the box a little bit and just, you know, decided to expand my writing repertoire and, you know, writing about not just inspirational, but about, you know, life just in general, ups and downs, love, relationships, mm-hmm. anything. There's so much you can cover. So it's been fun so far. I'm really excited about just grabbing more ideas and finding the words to put down on paper or my computer or wherever in my phone.
Amen.
So, yeah.
A napkin somewhere.
Right.
I hear you. And I guess when it comes to you, just go for it because you don't want to ever forget it.
Scary sometimes too when you have a great idea and then you don't remember it. And for me, a lot of times it's not just words, but a lot of times I get words and melodies at the same time. So it's really important. I put it, you know, I record it, try to record something quickly.
Yes. Your phone or something. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I used to do the same thing, or I would just write something down, or, yeah, if it's a song, then you go somewhere in a bathroom and you're suddenly singing a song into your phone and hoping nobody will walk in. Or
right?
It's true, because you
exactly.
don't want to lose that thought. Yeah, amen. Mm-hmm. Now, we had you on the show for a reason. Because,
okay.
and this is what I thought was so right. unique, not just your music and the fact that you're a lovely girl and you've just got this awesome music and it's so not typical, which is great. Cause we are rebels here on the Pastor J. Rose Show. We like everything
awesome.
Inspirational that is not typical because we don't think outside the box. We've been shut out the box.
Wow. Okay.
They
don't close
that's the
way
box
for me.
And left us outside.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate that. That's wonderful.
Oh, no, not at all. And I think this is important that, you know, people need to be heard, especially if they've got something unique and something different and something very good. And we don't just do gospel, but we do inspirational, too, because we are all about encouraging people. Amen?
Amen. Definitely. Definitely.
So now, Canada had a birthday yesterday. Right. Happy Canada Day there, Ms. Washington. Okay.
No, thank you.
And America has
thank
a birthday
you.
In 2 days. If
right.
you were listening earlier, Canada's only 147, but America's really, really old.
Okay.
I think it's 238 years old.
Oh, okay.
We did not know either of these countries when they first started because we're nowhere near that old, and we look way cuter than we actually are, so we won't even put our ages out there. Now,
okay.
What is your connection? Because I know you're Canadian and American, so maybe you need to share with us how you're connected to both countries.
Well, to be totally honest, I am still Canadian. I am a Canadian. I didn't give up that citizenship,
oh.
and I mean, I have that.
Wait,
I still have the choice.
Mm-hmm. You have to mm-hmm. pause. You have to pause. You cannot say I am Canadian. You have to say it like the commercial. You have to. I am Canadian.
I am Canadian. Definitely.
God,
so, I mean, I love my country, and I actually, when I came down to the United States, it was I joined the United States Air Force, and so that was kind of where it really started for me when I was a young adult. So I mean, my father as well was in the U.S. Army, and we lived in the States when we were quite young, a little bit. So I mean, that's really military is really my connection, and you know, getting to the United States, and from there, you know, I've been here ever since, you know, since '99, and I've met my husband, and I have a family down here in Dallas, Texas. So I'm enjoying it so far.
Okay,
I'm
very good.
It.
Now, you said your father, because of military, is that how, was he American or he was Canadian or what was the story there?
You know, I have to ask. I think my father does have dual citizenship. I have to talk to him and ask him again. But he served in the Army and in Vietnam and things like that. So he's, you know, he's definitely a hero to me, my dad. I'm going
to
be seeing him here soon, so I can't wait.
Army. I'm trying to figure out which
Army.
Oh, okay. That's
the United States Army.
Okay,
right.
Okay.
So
and you're now I'm thinking I saw the province New Brunswick.
Right. New Brunswick.
So you were
in New Brunswick. That's my home. So that's where I grew up. In Fredericton, New Brunswick. Which is like a small town. It's the capital of New Brunswick. It's like a smaller
right.
city. You know, it's kind of a quiet place. It's a wonderful place to have grown up. I really appreciate it more so now. You know, when I was younger, I thought it was more boring and everything like that. But I have a lot of respect and appreciation for my home now. And every time I go back home, I just, you know, appreciate it more and more. So I'm actually looking forward to taking a trip there this summer. So I'm really excited about that.
Oh, very good.
Going back to Canada. So, yeah. Seeing family and things like that, so my family and friends, so it'll be nice.
Well, that's good. Well, I've actually been to New Brunswick. So
oh, okay.
I do know New Brunswick.
Okay.
Yes, but ironically enough, we didn't stay very long in Fredericton. We flew into Moncton, and we stayed in Moncton
okay.
for several days, and I think we spent maybe an afternoon in Fredericton.
Okay.
And then from there, we headed over to Nova Scotia.
Oh, okay. We're in Nova Scotia.
Yes. Well, we stayed
was
in Halifax, and then we ended
okay.
up in Dartmouth.
Oh, okay.
And then we stayed more days because I was there probably, I think, for 10 days or 7 days or 10 days or something. This is a long time ago. And ironically enough, I don't know if you were listening to the news, but Moncton, New Brunswick, they went through a very scary time because
oh, okay.
apparently
Moncton
had a gunman there who basically took the entire town hostage. And,
oh, wow.
I believe,
okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to think. Oh, yeah, like literally in one area they were telling people they had to stay indoors and lock their doors and windows and don't come out for several days because the gunman
okay.
was on the loose and they could not find him. And he shot, I think, 2 or 3 police officers. And, oh, yeah, it was really sad. The whole country was in shock.
Right.
So
yeah,
we were
can happen anywhere,
especially something like Moncton. Yeah. So now, how far away
right.
are you from Moncton, Fredericton?
Moncton. I think it's about. I could be wrong. I'm thinking yeah. Moncton is about an hour and a half. I could be wrong, but I think it's around an hour and a half away. Yeah, so it's not too far. One of those, you know, surrounding cities. That in St. John. So
So
it's not too far from us. And we've been to my family and I have been to Moncton before as well. So
wonderful place. Lovely people.
Yeah. Yes.
And I think too, I'm trying to remember, actually my former church that I was with, they have a church there in, oh my goodness, Amherst, Nova Scotia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I visited one. I know. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I was just saying. I when I went back home in 2011, I got a chance to share in song at a church called Sunset Church, and that was in Fredericton, and that was a nice church in Fredericton. And like I said, it's not a huge city, although it's the capital, but that was a very nice church. If anybody ever visits Fredericton, New Brunswick, I thought that was a very nice church, and it's called Sunset Church
mm-hmm.
in Fredericton.
Very good. Very good. So now you were born or you just grew up in Fredericton when you were small?
I was actually born in Germany. Because of my father, we did a little bit of traveling in the first few years of my life when I was basically 0 to 5. So, I was born in Germany. And so, Texas is like a home that I came back to because we lived in Texas for a bit as well. Before moving to Canada and before growing up in Canada. So it was almost like right now I'm just coming back to Texas. Basically, I consider Texas like a second home to me now.
Right.
Second home.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow. And I hear a lot of people say that in the military, they get to see so much of the world because they travel so much. And I guess if you're, what do they say, a military brat, you you end up everywhere
right.
too. I can imagine. That's awesome.
Right. I mean, I've had a few places, yeah, but it gives you the opportunity to see so many places. I know definitely my father has had that opportunity through his father and so forth, just and his career as well, just seeing the world. So it's a wonderful opportunity to see the world.
Okay. All right. We're going to take a short break, and we're going to listen to your song, Holy Spirit. And when we get back, we're going to start to find out how the Holy Spirit started to work in your life. Everyone, will be right back.
Okay,
this is Lakeisha Washington, a.k.a. Law, on the Pastor J. Rouse Show Live. And this is Holy Spirit. We'll be right back.
Holy Spirit, I hear you calling me.
Okay, we're live back here on the Pastor Jay Rouse Show, and we have the wonderful Lakeisha A. Washington. That was Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, girl.
That's right.
That's a lovely song. Tell us a little bit about the song, and then sort of tell us how you encounter the Holy Spirit.
Well, the song, it's a very simple song. It's just explaining what the Holy Spirit is and what it means, you know, in our lives personally, and just hearing the voice of the Holy Spirit, you know, understanding that you know, it's a still small voice, the counselor, the helper in our lives. The song, how it came about, was actually through a friend of mine, and his name is O'Shawn Jefferson. He's the writer of Holy Spirit. So this isn't one of my songs that I wrote. This is actually his song. And I've known him now for, it would be about 10 years or something like that, him and his family and his wife. And so how this came about is he wrote that song quite a ways back. And this song, it came up again, and it was basically an opportunity for my husband and I, which we own a production company called Lawmark Music Productions, and so we work on, you know, writing and arranging and production together. It was an opportunity for us to work on that song that he wrote, Holy Spirit, and it was actually going to be for somebody else. And so what happened is, you know, after we completed the production and the demo for that song, and it got reviewed, it sort of got out after that. In the process of that, it got out, and people were interested in it, and radio stations, as yourself, you know, were interested in playing it, and it started circulating. And before you know it, it got out there, and so we basically went with it. We're like, okay, you know, there's a great response to the song. People are being touched by this song. Let's go with it, and that's what we did. So, yeah. That's basically how it came about, and it's a beautiful song.
Definitely. Amen. Now, did you grow up in a Christian home, or, you know, you had that story
that
everyone else can tell you about a grandma who was in church, and, you know, somebody prayed for
you. My story's kind of different. It's not necessarily typical. I mean, I can't say, you know, I've been singing since I was five or able, you know, to walk or whatever. I don't have that story. I mean, for me, and I didn't grow up in the church either. The family, my family that I grew up with, I mean, we didn't go to church, but my parents always, you know, helped us understand who God was, and we, you know, taught us to say, you know, I say our prayers and our grace, and, you know, be thankful and things like that. And it was just, I mean, just something as simple as that made an impact in my life. And it wasn't until I came to the States and joined the military that I started getting involved with an actual church, and, you know, and attempting to sing for the first time, and, you know, have my first solo and things like that, which was the song Be Grateful. So that was, you know, that's the song that sticks in my head too, because that was my first solo song in front of the church and things like that. So but that's how it came about for me. And then from there, it just, you know, I continued to get involved in music with the gentleman that wrote this song, and him and his family. We joined a group, some girls and I, called Certain, and we sang together and recorded an album together and so forth. And from there, once the group broke up, I continued to write. And that's kind of where things are now for me, continuing to write and to produce music. So that was one thing that kept me interested in music was the writing. And that's really where my heart is at, and where my focus is in the writing aspect of music and the creation of music, creating and arranging it. That's where my love is and my passion is for music.
So do you think, you'll take a back seat one day to singing them yourself and writing the songs for other people, or you just kind of like to do a little of both?
Really, that's the transition that that I've come into now. Is even though you do hear my voice on these songs, my interest is to definitely these songs that I'm writing to get them in the hands of artists, for them to share the song, to work with them, you know, and their voices and bring it, you know, I've written the song, of bringing it to life and sharing it with them and letting my songs be their experience as they go out and share it. So that is what my desire is right now, is to work with, to be able to work with artists and producers and things like that, and getting songs out to people that want to share it and that understand its meaning.
Right, right. So now I've got a question, because I do what I do. I've got a lot of gifts, and I kind of just do whatever the Lord tells me to do, whether I like it or not.
Okay.
One of the things that people push for me to do, the Lord hasn't really brought it up. We kind of banter back and forth for a little while. I know it's coming, but I prefer to be behind the scenes. So to me, I like hiding in a studio. I like being on the radio. I don't like doing the upfront stuff. So if you get to take a picture or two, then that's fine. But most of the pictures you see me taking are of other people, as opposed to me having to be in the shots. And then the video part I don't enjoy, because I don't like being on camera. But I still have a job to do what I have to do, because I'm gifted to do certain things and God has a purpose. So now I'm hearing I would like to be behind the scenes. I don't want to be out there singing. I'd rather write and produce and put it all together and have someone else sing the songs. Is there something we don't know?
Well, I mean, and that's what this interview is for too. I mean, it's kind of to share my heart and my desire. I mean, but the thing about music is, you know, there's not just one aspect to it. And so I've been fortunate enough to do both aspects, to be out, you know, to be out in the front and to be behind the scenes. And so I got a chance to get a taste of both of that. And, you know, I've appreciated both of them. I guess this is just could this be a season right now for me where, you know, it's just, you know, I'm just focusing on writing and observing and hearing, you know, hearing things in songs and being inspired for the words, you know, to write down and create right now, and just the creative process. This could be the time for me to just do that. I don't know how long this process is, but I know it is right now. And so, you know, I'm going with that. I'm going with that feeling that in my heart that's focusing on that area right now. And so, yeah, I just, you know, I'm excited to see what comes out of it next. So
next, what's next?
Yeah.
Amen. Now, if somebody wanted to actually listen to your music, I know you have a site where they can actually connect with some of your music. Where would they go?
Oh, okay. Well, basically, you can have an album that I did, a solo project that I did in the end of 2011. It's called So Far, So Close. It begins in the heart. My name is goes by Law on the album cover, and you can find that on iTunes, CD Baby, Amazon, and so forth. Yeah, so that's one place. That's one place that you can find a complete CD of 13 songs, and so those songs were songs that I've written over time, or actually over a number of years, and I got to the point where I was having difficulty just, putting the project together. And it was a learning opportunity for my husband and I when we first started together in production, when we started off, you know, he picked up the software and learned it, how to be the engineer, the person recording me, how to mix and how to master and all those things combined. And I was writing and arranging and learning how to record myself even at times. So, I mean, it's a learning process, and that's really helped us to grow, you know, starting from there, starting from not knowing a whole lot about how to go about doing this and you know, putting on the album release party and packaging, you know, my own CD in the beginning and so forth. So, I mean, it's a learning process, but it's been a great one for us. So. Did we get disconnected, ma'am? Hello?
Where there's a will, there's a way. I could love you by far. I could eat the leash.
kind of friend. Telling you I won't pretend. I could love you.
I could love you.
I could be there for you.
And communications, we had a bit of a problem, but you were listening to the wonderful music of Lakeisha A. Washington, a.k.a. Law, and we listened to her song, My Relief, and then the very wonderful song called Where There's a Will, There's a Way, and that is awesome. I want to give a shout out also to Kathy and Tet. Praise God, she's awesome. Okay, and we still have Lakeisha here online, so let's make sure we still have her there. And Lakeisha, are you there?
Yes, I am, huh?
Good, praise God. Yes, and Kathy's laughing, amen. I love technical support because they come out and help us every time we have a problem. I'm just glad I don't do this on holidays anymore because when they're not around, I'm in trouble. Thank you so much, Kathy. Have a blessed night. All right. Okay, so we're listening to some of your wonderful songs. Now, the song My Relief, Lakeisha, and Where There's a Will, There's a Way, who wrote those?
Those are songs that I wrote. Yes. Those are songs that I wrote. I actually wrote My Relief many years ago. I probably wrote that, I think it would have been in 2003 when I wrote that song. And you know, I was in a point in my life where, you know, I was looking for, and it's where it was that I could find an escape. And I found, you know, I was starting to learn then that, you know, talking to God and being in the presence of God is an escape, and just spending time with Him. And so,
I wrote that song.
That's what was on my heart, is the fact that that God is a relief, and that's why I say relief, and then relief like a breeze. You know, it's just, and that breeze just represents, you know, just the presence of God in our lives. And how that can heal, you know, and soothe, you know, at times when we're in discomfort. He's our relief.
Yeah.
And so that was, that was meaningful. And that's why at that time I was longing to be close to Him. And that's why I say in my lyrics, you know, I want to have you close to me. I want to have you next to me. You know, just bring me someplace I've never been, you know, or, you know, that I desire to be even more so. And that's in, that was, you know, in His presence for that purpose, for relief. So that was, that song is quite actually old, although it's new to the listeners, but it's a special song to me.
Okay. Now, the other one, well, we know where there's a will, there's a way, but God is the way, amen?
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Share with us a little bit more about the background from that one.
You said for which song? I'm sorry, you said for...
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Where there's a will, right. And so with that one, with that song, that was a fun song for me also, because, you know, I wanted to write from the perspective of just feeling like I'm weighed down, you know, where a person's weighed down and they don't know which way to turn. And you know, and if you listen to the first verse, I'm saying life is steady evolving and I'm falling behind. I can't catch a steady grip. Trying to reach on up and climb, it seems impossible. What are my options? So and then I say overwhelmed with consequences that are way out of control, trying to stand on a foundation, yet I dig a deeper hole. It just seems like I can't come out of the struggle that I'm in. And so I'm trying to figure out which way do I turn.
Spoken word right there. You could have just said that as poetry. It sounds awesome.
And so when I say what are my options, I'm saying the answer is, well, where there's a will, there's a way. So if you just believe, and if you just, you know, if you have hope and you just believe, you know, and have that desire and that will, you know, then there's a way. And a lot of that, of course, always has to do with believing and trusting in God as well. So that was a fun song for me. And that song, when I wrote that song, how I like to write is I don't just take from my experiences, but I look at life around me. So when I see somebody else hurting or I see somebody else going through a struggle, I observe that. So I like to write from other people's, you know, struggles and problems. I like to, you know, when I'm watching a movie and I see I see emotion in a movie, I try to pull from those things. So I don't just pull from myself, I pull from others. I like to observe, you know, other feelings and emotions and draw that into words. And so that's what makes this very fun is you can, that's what makes it me able to write and talk about just different life experiences. Because I don't have to, I realize I don't just have to draw for myself. And so I can see something and then God will give me the words and something will pull together, you know, out of another experience, even though it may not have been my experience. You know, I may be able to relate to it on a small scale or, you know, but that's what makes it interesting. And so that song is a definitely an inspirational song. Although you don't hear God in it, but it's understood, you know.
Yes.
And it's a hopeful message.
Well, and we know that's the only way, as they would say. So despite the fact that we know that there's where there's a will, but He gives us the strength to get through, and He gives us the strength to keep going. Amen?
Right.
So you were saying you can't wait to see where this journey leads to next. What is next for Lakeisha?
Well, right now,
we are right now, we're in the middle of kind of remodeling, or not remodeling, I guess you could say upgrading our studio. So it's kind of, you know, that's kind of a transition. We're kind of at a transition right now. And so once we, you know, get that in back in place and upgrade it the way we want and kind of get situated in that, we have work to do. We have more songs that, you know, that are written, and we have a lot of ideas and production that is waiting and is ready. And so it's just going to be a matter of, you know, getting in that studio and getting to work. I have there's just a lot of song ideas that I have, you know, stored away. You know, I have a song, an interesting song that I began writing called Why. And that's just from the perspective of being in a relationship and not always having all the answers when something goes wrong. And we've all been at that point, you know, in life, at some point in a relationship where maybe we don't have all the answers and we don't understand why something happened the way it is or why somebody treated us a certain way and why it has to feel that way in the relationship. And you, it's almost like you want to ask the person that you're in a relationship, why, you know, why did this happen? Why did you feel? And so that's one song I'm writing right now. And I also have a follow-up from my solo album. I have a intro on my solo album called I'll Follow. And so I have a follow-up to that song, or to that intro. And I have a song that I'm preparing. And that's another song that is coming up in the future. And it's just saying, you know, about I'll follow, basically following Christ. It has to do with following Christ. And that out of that desire and love that I have and how I trust him and wanting him in my life. And so I want to trust him and I want to follow him. And so that's another song that I'm working on. Many, many more. But I'm just what's coming up is basically a mixture of R&B and inspirational music, and I even want to create a little more on the jazzier side as well, jazzier style music. So, and work with more people and get it out there, and hopefully people will be interested in even working with these songs and having it for themselves to share to the world.
Mm-hmm. That sounds good. Do you want to share a moment with us and maybe share a little bit about your family? You already spoke about your husband. I see that he doesn't just support you, but he's got your back and he works with you.
Definitely. And, I mean, he's been by my side since day one. And even when I was struggling to begin to put together songs that I had written, he had the desire and to help me out and to put, you know, to be like I said, to wear many hats and help me to bring my first solo project to life. And he now has a passion for music. He found himself, and that's why he's involved
he
in production.
He got caught up.
Right. And so, I mean, it's a wonderful journey. We are a family with three beautiful children. And so we stay very busy between just between music and our personal lives and our family, our children. And also I wanted to share with you, too, before the break and before the music came on, I kind of got off track when you were asking me about where people could find the music. I am on Facebook as well, of course. Just to share with you what that is, it's on Facebook, it's Law Music, Law 20 on Facebook, and I'm on Instagram as well and SoundCloud, and that's at Law Music 20. So you can find me at any of those places as well.
Now, is it Law Space 20 or just Law 20?
On Facebook, it's Law 20, L-A-W 20, and then on Instagram and Facebook and SoundCloud, it would be Law Music 20, so at Law Music 20. So those would be some places you'd be able to...
Oh, I see, and that takes you to the Lakeisha A. Washington page.
Right.
Oh, okay, because I entered it and I thought, I'm still coming up with a different name. Okay, I get you.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Okay, yes, yeah. I see the Law 20. That's why, because it doesn't show up as Law 20. That's why.
Oh, okay.
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 Yes, okay. Perfect. I'll put a link on our page for you as well. So do you want to do any shout-outs to anybody? Or we know you mentioned O'Shawn.
Right, right, definitely. And always appreciative and thankful to him and his wife, Takesha Jefferson, who did the lyric video for Holy Spirit as well. But always appreciate them. Of course, my husband and my family that have always supported, and radio stations as well, and DJs and fans that have been that have showed interest in this music, and it's wonderful having the response. And what's more important, what's more meaningful, is that that message that I'm writing is touching them, and so that's what's meaningful when it comes down to that melody and that message is what's being talked about in the song is touching them, and they're relating to it some way in their lives. So thank you to those people that have supported, and thank you as well for having me on the show as well. I appreciate it. God bless you. Definitely, so I appreciate it.
Well, normally we would say that we are going to follow you, and we do a polite way of stalking people. We know stalking is against the law. But really, you're not trying to put yourself out there. You're just trying to put the music out there, not you.
Right.
So I guess what we need to do is people who are interested in doing songs and looking for music, lyrics, and production. Do you do the whole production work as well?
Yes, yes, we do.
Okay.
And that's Lawmark Music Production. Right.
What is
Lawmark
it called?
Lawmark Productions, LAWMARK, which is my husband's name. So Lawmark Music Productions. And, right, so...
No, and there,
yes,
that's a website?
No, actually, right now we don't have a website right now, but my husband.
Oh, okay, that's just the name of the production company. I get
that's
you.
That's just the name of the production company. And we share, we're basically sharing our work on those through social media right now. And so he also has his page as well through SoundCloud under Mark Washington, where you can listen to the production.
So actually, if you Google Lawmark, one word, LAWMARK, then Music Productions, all of the Twitter and all the other places will come up. So yeah, this is pretty good. Amen. Amen. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
Thanks.
Okay, that's awesome. That is awesome. I see, yep, songwriter O'Shawn, and oh yes, all kinds of stuff. I'm seeing all kinds of stuff here now. See, I didn't know about all of this before.
Okay.
Amen, amen. Well, Sister Lakeisha, it's been a pleasure having you. Oh, and you see, you do have a page called Law, just Law, L-A-W.
Yes. L A W.
I'm going to put that link there and make sure. Oh, that's for your like page. Okay. So let me put. Okay. We're linking you every way we can.
Okay.
Okay. I like that because what we can do is make sure that we connect with people out there so they understand that if they like to sing and they're looking for some music, then they can connect up with you guys. How's that?
Right. That would be great.
That is different because we don't usually get that. I still think you need to be singing out there too, but hey, who am I? I'm nobody.
Well, you know, right now you can hear my voice on the songs, and you will, and I'm going to be sharing more, and you will be hearing my voice on some of the songs as well. So.
Well, you make sure you continue to send us some because we like sharing it. I think they're beautiful songs, just lovely songs, very peaceful songs. They soothe you because it's so soothing. You kind of have a voice like me. I get people who say, Pastor Jay, you have such a soothing voice. You have a soothing voice and you have a soothing voice. And that's how I am too. So, and when I sing, it's the same thing. So this is a blessing.
Okay.
Amen. Thank you so much for being a part of our show this evening. We are so blessed, and, you know, we continue to pray for your continued success. Let's give her a round of applause.
I do appreciate it.
Oh, not at all. Not at all. And we're going to take everybody out with Holy Spirit. And we'll be right back after this with our Rob Ford update. And that was the wonderful Lakeisha A. Washington, a.k.a. Law. We'll be right back.
Holy Spirit, I hear you calling me. Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, I know it's you. Fresh anointing of your love that abides in me. Sent down to minister.
That was a wonderful, wonderful Lakeisha A. Washington, a.k.a. Law, praise God. And we're going to continue with our update on Mr. Rob Ford, but we'll be right back because it looks like he's in a situation, and Darren Zwack knows what it's like to be in a situation.
Before my life begun, I'm so glad that my problem stays with you. With confidence I know your grace will pull me through. Well, you promise to always be there. I trust in you because I know you.
Office in Toronto as mayor. and he's been quite busy. Unfortunately, we didn't get all the updates that happened today because I know he even did a CP24 interview, and he did a few more updates because they've basically been wanting him to leave office. And as most of you know, Jimmy Kimmel just loves him. We don't know why. And they've been trying to actually get him to quit as mayor, and he finally got caught several times doing drugs and being intoxicated publicly. And I don't know why every time he does what he does, he has to be videotaped. I guess you'd stop hanging out with people who are going to record you. But they say everything you do in the dark will eventually come to light. So the one thing that happened the last time, he literally just drove off and went straight to rehab. Well, he did his few months in rehab, and it wasn't a very long time. And there's a lot of concern from the people in the city of Toronto. And I've got to get caught up with some of the interviews that took place because I missed the last update, and I really don't want to do the report on where we're at now without giving that information. But we're still going to ask the same question, and we want to hear from you because, I mean, he did a press conference yesterday and basically said he's sorry. He's sharing a little bit more because he realizes people need to hear more because he's very secretive, which is not a good position to be in, especially when you've done so much publicly wrong and you're still very secretive and you hold an office as mayor of one of the largest cities in all of Canada. So the question is, as Christians, because we know non-Christians, well, they may not be as forgiving because they don't feel like they are justified to have to forgive as easily or forgive at all. But as Christians, we know that there's a number that's measured unto us how many times we have to forgive. So the question we're going to put out there, and we'll do an update next week because, hey, if Rob Ford is out, we can tell you today is not the last day you'll hear publicly about what he's up to, and we'll have more to discuss next week. But in the meantime, do we have an obligation to forgive him? God says we have to forgive. Then the next question will be, if we forgive him, should we still allow him to stay in office? Do we want him to stay in office? And is it okay for him to just repent and keep going? That's what we want to hear. It's going to cause a lot of controversy, but I think we are overdue in hearing from the public and what they're saying. Now, he was out and about yesterday, and people weren't so pleasing with him, and they were basically saying he needs to go. So we have to figure out where things lie with Rob Ford. And I encourage you, I'm going to try and post on our Rouse Ministries Broadcasting Communications page on Facebook the update and the interview link so you guys can see the currents going on and then definitely get back to us. Amen. Praise God. But in the meantime, we're going to sign off. Happy birthday, Canada. Happy birthday to the United States. Everyone, 4th of July, folks in the U.S., be safe and don't be sorry. Amen. We want to make sure all of you are back again next week. We have one of my favorite groups out there, Laos in Harmony. I love these guys. And you definitely don't want to miss it. We're also got an author that's going to be coming up on our show. The topic of his book is so amazing. I contacted him right away because I don't normally have authors. I mean, I'm an author. I don't have a problem with having authors on this show because there's another author that I want to get on the show as well because they've got some very interesting things to talk about. But this gentleman, we are definitely going to be hearing from him very, 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 very soon because he's got an issue about the church and a behind-the-scenes feeling, and he's sharing a man's perspective from inside the church. It's just phenomenal. I can't wait to share him with you. But in the meantime, be blessed, be safe, don't be sorry. And if you have to be, well, make sure you say sorry, amen. But we're going to take things out with my buddy there and Watching by Maurice Gray featuring Jay Fifth and Bishop T.D. Jakes. And this is Pastor Jay Rouse wishing you all a very blessed night, the blessed rest of the week, and a glorious 4th of July. And just remember that Jesus loves you, and so do I. But if you can't remember that I love you and that we all love you and so many more people you probably don't even know love you and pray for you, the most important thing to always remember is that God will always love you now, forever, and always. God be with you till we meet again.
Things just ain't the same in my hood. Grew up, we understood if you were soft, it was like that. Nowadays, people pump weights and they tote gas, scared to take it.
What they running from that?
I was taught to look a man in the eye.
That's respect.
Same man you see now, ready to break your neck. I've been through it all, cussed out and stabbed in the back. Serious as heart attacks, they even stabbed me through that. Heart bleed, I'm crying like I'm going off speed. There they go, calling me now, this is just what I need, man. Been around phony enough to know it. When I see it, wanna play me like an A, but I just can't be it. Whistle to this, you know. No, I'ma keep it hot, I'm burning it up, fire. I don't need your spot, since I come this far by faith, I'ma use it. You want truth? Just listen to my music.
Research people I know, always act like they know. Holier than the ghost, out there doing the most. We at club to strip shows, trying to creep and lay low. Since I know what they know, they don't know me no more.
Church just ain't the same, I tell ya. It's a lot like the world full of gossip and strangers. Hearts full of anger and they ready to fight. That's from the pulpit down till they turn out the lights. I came to get my mind off things, looking for change, looking for peace. I can't find it here. This year I lost a homie to gangs, he didn't bang. So my things retaliate and shoot up some things. But I heard, love your brother, forgive him and pray. I wanna smack him, then walk away. Since I know the truth, I'ma conduct myself. Restrain from foul talk so I don't curse myself. It's bad when the place that they go, they got issues. They act like they miss you and you do something wrong. Now they talking about you, gossip, you feel beaten. That's church hurt you, leave and go back to the streets.
These church people I know always act like they know. Holier than the ghost, out there doing the most. We at clubs and strip shows, trying to creep and lay low. I know what they know, they don't know me no more.
And throughout your life, if you're not careful, particularly if you're broken, you will mistake your constituents for your confidants.
Things just ain't the same for folks that be running around performing, acting like it's the ghost. They hate in church and criticize the most, but in hopes to get to heaven when they bless us, they choke. They point fingers and I hate to erupt, but I'm mad because they out sinning more than us. They get vexed when the pastor preach, and barely be wanna clap when the truth he speaks. And he be talking that to you and me. How you first to throw a stone, sinning more than me? I guess being a hypocrite don't matter to you. You ain't gotta cover your mouth, I'm only telling the truth. This he say to provide setting fire to you. And if God was ruthless, he'll raise your roof. Just know that your blessings, you're blocking. This the voice of the Lord right here.
These church people I know always act like they know. Holier than the ghost, out there doing the most. We at clubs and strip shows, trying to creep and lay low. Since I know what they know, they don't know me no more.
You will think that they are for you, when they are really not for you. They are just for what you are for. And by the time you get to fall in love with them, they will break your heart as they hook up with somebody else who is for what you are for. About you anyway, it was about the causes that you represent. They are for what you are for, but they are not for you. They are your constituents. Can I go deeper with this?
the smile.